Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Okay, stand by, because I do believe we have an update with regard to what we've been waiting for. Will Brock talk? Let's go live to Grandy.
There is a quarterback speaking down in Santa Clara right now. Do you guys want to guess which one?
Adrian Gonzalez.
His name is Adrian Martinez.
Adrian Martinez.
I don't think former Padre and Dodger first baseman Adrian Gonzalez is speaking.
Nor was he a quarterback.
I will guess, there is a quarterback talking. I'll guess Mac Jones.
I'd say the same, yeah.
Yeah.
Mac Jones is at the podium right now.
Okay, there you go.
It doesn't mean that Brock can't play Sunday.
No, it doesn't.
It just means to me that he's not going to play for sure. If he would have talked today, that would have been a signal to me that, he's playing. And I think I said that in our text thread. Like, if he talks, he's playing. The fact that he's not talking doesn't mean that he's not playing. He still could get better and ramp up and still play.
But I doubt it. I do doubt it. Like, yeah, as you said, tomorrow is a glorified walkthrough, which I think is a little bit of an understatement, but not a lot. You know what I mean? Like, it's a practice. They will do some things. My sense is, based on a few things. First of all, you've had two practices where you participated, but you participated as the three, okay? Which
even behind Adrian Gonzalez
and Adrian Martinez and
various other Adrians.
All the Adrians, yeah.
My wife's named Adrian. I know. I don't know what she was doing today,
and I don't know how many people even knew that because we call her Supper. But anyway, point is that Brock has been operating as the three, plus. When Jennifer Lee Chan and Matt Barrows both questioned Kyle Shanahan about it on the conference call, it struck me when Kyle was like, yeah, he's got a chance to play, you know, and Jennifer's like, is he progressing? He's like, well, clearly, because he didn't practice at all last week, and now he is practicing on a limited basis this week. So he's progressing. Then not out of nowhere, but Barrows asks what I think is kind of an intricate thought, and he goes, is there a chance that he operates as your emergency QB3 this week? And just so everyone knows what that is, that's not a normal active rostered position. It's a new rule that basically is because of Brock Purdy and what happened in Philadelphia a few years ago. So you can have this QB3 that's not on your active roster but can come into the game if QB1 and 2 both get hurt and ruled out for the game. So he says, could Brock operate as that this weekend? And Kyle had a very definitive yes. And it struck me at the time. I'm like, ooh, that was a hard yes, because Kyle's been doing the questionable concern. He's been like, I don't want to give you definitive about the injury for 2 weeks now. And so that struck me. And when you start watching them operate as the three, then operate as the three, then Mac takes the press conference. That's my guess. That would be
that he actually dresses, because he didn't dress in New Orleans.
Correct.
He was there, and he had clothes on, but he didn't have his uniform on, so...
It would have been a bigger story if he didn't dress.
Would have been. Yeah. And, you know, Brock naked on the sideline might have been a distraction, but if you do dress three, it doesn't... I guess you have to determine it before the game, right? Yes. You have to designate a guy.
That's correct. And he cannot play unless one and two are both basically ruled out. Like, you cannot... If QB3 comes in, one and two become deactivated, essentially, for the rest of the game.
And you wouldn't have him be QB2... Because at that point, you might as well have him be QB1.
Right.
So you'd only have him be QB3 out of absolute desperation, just in case you had the worst case scenario happen. And yeah, that would be a weird one if he dressed. If he's QB3, you might as well just have him be in street clothes. I mean, you're really just having him have his uniform on as an absolute emergency.
Well, no, you got to be ready.
But you didn't have that in New Orleans. You just had two quarterbacks.
Right, because he wasn't QB3.
Right. But you didn't even, like, find another quarterback and roster him for the day and throw him in there.
Imagine if Martinez were to get hurt and then you're like, then you tell Brock, go get your pads on. What are you doing in the meantime? Like, if you're QB3, you wear your uniform.
Of course. And you have to be ready. Yeah. And, you know, had they had a QB3 that day in Philadelphia, they'd probably still lose because... You know, QB2 went out there, and when he got hurt, you had nobody, but already things were kind of slipping away when you lost Brock that day.
Depends on who QB3 is. Don't forget who was smiling on that sideline, having a great time without his uniform on, one Jimmy Garoppolo.
Oh, handsome. Handsome Jim.
He was.
Yep.
Still is, according to some.
Smiling or good looking?
Both.
Both, yeah.
Both. My sister still sends me all of his Travis Matthew advertisements every week. Oh, this one's my favorite. Oh, wait till you see this one. I mean, dude, I can't even remember the shop. They put out a commercial about having basically it's a rich Italian sandwich. So they're like, you need to come here if you want a rich Italian. And it's just the whole thing is just, it's Jimmy and then this other woman who I don't even know who it is. But the implication is that they are rich Italians.
Gotcha. And you could be part of a rich Italian sandwich.
There you go. And Jimmy doesn't say a word. He just eye candy.
Sure.
So that's what Jimmy's doing now
for
a living.
Well, and he's just keeping an eye on Matt's back, Matthew Stafford's back. And so far that thing's been holding up through two games. Yeah. But you know, I'm sure Jimmy Garoppolo is at the ready. He's been a backup before many, many times.
So anyway, that'd be my guess. Right now, if you were handicapping it, Mac Jones gets another game. Brock Purdy operates as the emergency QB3.
And the spread, I think, has climbed, right? I heard the guys earlier saying it's 2.5
up
now.
Up to 2.5, I do believe. I'll get you an up to the minute. The number right now is, yes, 2.5. 2.5.
Okay.
And right. In fact, 2.5 at minus 120.
It's so threatening
it's
three.
Threatening three. Threatening three, which is interesting.
Especially, you know, I think that number's been climbing in part because Brock's been out there running around doing things. And so
maybe
after today, and I don't know what Mac is going to say, and I don't know what comments will come out of practice today, but the word might be that Mac Jones is going to go ahead and start, and he will be QB3. That number might trickle back down a little bit.
It could, or this is actually a climb that's based on money coming in on the Niners at 1.5 based on the idea that Mac performed pretty damn well last week and the public maybe has more confidence in him than Vegas thought they would. There's always a Niner tax. But I would agree at 1.5. I think that number in a way is too low. Like, you get 3 points for being at home, right? So like what you're saying is Kyler Murray versus Mac Jones on a neutral field, the Cardinals would be favored, which is like, really? Again, I'm not like, you know me. I'm going to take largely the same opinion that I had last week into this week, with the only caveat being like, it was great that he performed once, and so does that up the likelihood that he can do it again? Sure, but new opponent. Now they're looking at tape from last week, all of these things. I'm not going to suddenly act like Mac Jones just automatically means 280 yards and three touchdown throws.
No, of course not.
Hey, I hate to interrupt you guys.
Right
we do
ahead.
Have an update because Mac Jones did speak at the podium.
Yes.
Guess who followed him at the podium?
Would that be Brock Purdy?
Brock Purdy.
At the podium.
So we'll get this cleaned up and we'll try to play at least a good chunk of it back.
All right.
Coming up in a little
spread
bit.
Climbs to 3.5.
Well, and maybe they're going to go the old two quarterback system. You know, when you get a series and you get a series and we're just going to trade off. So high school.
Can I tell you something else that's a completely different observation now on
sure.
this? Kyle Shanahan and the 49ers are absolutely playing chess so far this year with the way they're navigating the injuries. And what they say and how they are sort of like holding their cards. Just masterclass. Everyone lost their mind about Christian. He hasn't missed a damn snap. Now the Brock Purdy situation.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're not going to pin them into a definitive situation. And so, and I think they're doing that not to mess with us. I think they're doing that to mess with their opponents.
I think they're doing that because that's just the reality of where they are.
Yep.
And tomorrow when the injury report comes out, he'll be listed as questionable.
Sure.
Questionable concern.
Mm-hmm.
And then come Saturday, we'll all wonder
about questionable concern.
What he's going to be. And on Sunday, if it's a 1 o'clock game, I think by
11:30,
they're going to have to like put in that piece of paper with your active roster, and he'll be listed either as a guy who is QB1 or 2 or QB3. And at that point, we'll know that Mac Jones is getting the start.
We might know.
Possibly.
Though some of us have this habit on Saturday nights. I don't know if you've adopted this habit. I do this. This is part of the sickness that we have. NFL fans, multiple fantasy leagues. Adam Schefter's Twitter is always active. It's always definitive. But it's never better than Saturday around 11:30 p.m. That's when you go to Adam's Twitter, and he will tell you, largely, who's going to be in and who's going to be out. And if you want to know before you go to bed, because maybe you're one of those people who likes to sleep way in on a Sunday, or maybe there's a London game or something that's coming
yeah,
at you
point.
At 6 a.m., if you want to know who's in or out. And by the way, sometimes his tweet will be, we don't know yet, true game time decision.
Questionable.
Yeah. Pre-game workout. We'll tell you then. But there will be a list. This person is expected to play.
Sure.
This person is not expected to play. And he usually gets all of the, especially the key figures in there.
And this is a key figure. And
oh, my God.
Well, we've got, and the other quarterback, there's at least one more that's maybe unsettled. That would be Jaden Daniels.
Jaden Daniels is unsettled. We know that both the backups are playing in the Minnesota Cincy game.
Correct.
And we know that Tyrod Taylor's playing for the Jets.
Right. Other than that, you have the two situations
yes.
and, you know, Jaden Daniels and Brock Purdy. And so, yeah, 11:30, Adam Schefter. Oh, that's good to know. I've never actually done that.
Yeah, do it. Do it. Get on Twitter at 11:30 p.m.
I'm usually asleep at 11:30
on a Friday?
On a Saturday night, yeah.
On Saturday night?
Yeah. It's been a long time since you've had a toddler, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I got some people who act like it sometimes.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
But, you know, you don't want to go too deep into the night any night.
I hear you.
You wake up tired and the toddler doesn't care how hungover you are, how tired you are. If you were looking at Schefter's Twitter at midnight. Mommy doesn't care.
Yeah, you know me. I'm not doing a hangover, so we don't have to worry about that.
Right.
But I will tell you, it's not that you're more tired than me. I am also exhausted every night.
You have like 5 jobs and 3 kids and a bunch of problems.
By 9:30, I'm ready to go to bed. The problem is I don't. And I don't know where your second wind hits. Mine hits at 10:45. If I try to go to bed at 9:30, I'm going to go to bed at 10:30. But right at 10:30, I'm like, bing, I'm awake.
Wow.
Yeah. And so Adam Schefter's Twitter, man, that's where you go get the final analysis and then, you know, a little screen time and get a little drowsy again. And then night.
Yeah.
I like to know before I go to bed so that when I wake up in the morning, it's just a quick confirmation sensation or otherwise. And then we can set our lineup and start making unhealthy food. That's the process.
And then you yak in on Red Zone at 10 o'clock.
7 hours. Yeah, here we go.
And this Sunday's another great one where I think it's another nano box, 9 in the morning. And this is my favorite when there's a ton of games in the morning, Red Zone, and then just the Niners. You focus on the Niners in the afternoon, and this is one of the 2 or 3 best games of the week. You've been hyping it up, and I'm glad because it's the only battle of 2-0s. I believe it's a divisional game,
yep.
And it's a close, tight spread. So
I mean, and I'm not trying to hype it up in terms of like I'm going to make this sound like something that's more entertaining than you think it is. It's not that. I just think it's more important than y'all think it is. Like I and what Steiny said is right. I don't think that has anything to do with forcing Brock Purdy to play if he's not ready. You don't play if you're not ready. And you do if you are, no matter who the opponent is. But a little bit uncomfortable for me, the tone that I hear from a lot of people with regard to, Cardinals, week 3, whatevs. There's a lot of that out there. Like, we could be 2-1, and that's still like, that's great. Herm said it. There's a lot of football left.
Yeah.
I didn't say it's a death blow, but... Wow, the gap between 3-0 with 2 division wins versus 2-1 where there's a different 3-0 division team that beat you in your building, I find that to be a very large gap early in the season.
It's a gap, and it's just you play them twice, and you only get 6 divisional games, and you probably won't go 6-0. If you go 6-0 in the division, you're going to win the division. You and I did this exercise earlier in the week about last year, the division winners and what their record was, and they all had the best record within their division. So that's the way that goes.
Boxer and Gerson, Work Injury Attorneys text line helping us out. There is one other 2-0 versus 2-0, Rams and Eagles.
Oh, thank you.
Rams
that's
and
right.
Eagles is one other one. We're brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. And if you want to hear what Brock said at the podium when he did talk, we will have that coming up for you next on Willard and Dibs.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.